This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Phelan McAleer. His book, Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. You can find that at Gosnell, that's two L's, gosnellbook.com. As we lost him on Skype at the end of the last segment, he was about to tell us how an undercover narcotics investigation, because this abortionist, Kermit Gosnell, was selling illegal prescription drugs to people. So as part of that investigation, somebody who was not anesthetized to the horror of abortion saw this stuff there. Tell us about what happened then, Phelan, when this cop walks in off the street investigating drugs and sees what's going on at Kermit Gosnell's clinic.
It's very interesting. You talk about anesthetized. 3 years previously, someone told Homicide this was happening. Homicide did a cursory investigation, didn't look any further, closed the case. This cop was told, he interviewed a member of staff. She said, it's chaos in there. And she said, and there was this woman died, an Asian woman. And he put the Asian woman's name into his computer, into his police computer, and he saw no police report. And he was shocked by this, because even if I break my arm and I'm taken to hospital, there's a police report about it, because that's just, you know, a little police notification. And so he then realized that this Bhutanese refugee, this woman who had no one to defend her or no one to investigate her death had gone unreported and uninvestigated, and he decided to be her champion. He decided that he was going to find out what happened to her, and he was going to investigate. And he got a lot of pushback again from the abortion establishment, the political establishment in Philadelphia, and from the homicide department, who said, you're a narcotics cop. We're the big boys, the homicide. Stay out of this woman's death. He said no.
Wow.
And he's a hero.
Right now, there were numerous state government agencies, and this went all the way up to the governor, didn't it?
The governor was Kermit Gosnell's biggest enabler. Before a Republican governor, Republican Tom Ridge ran for governor in 1995, and back then, the conventional wisdom was that to be a Republican to win Pennsylvania, you had to be nice, and you had to be moderate, and you had to be liberal. I think that was disproven in the last election. But then that was conventional wisdom. So Tom Ridge ran as a pro-choice Republican. And he said, when I get in, we're going to stop all inspections of abortion clinics. He got elected. They stopped all inspections of abortion clinics. And no government investigator crossed the threshold of that clinic until for 17 years, until this drug cop went in.
Well, see, that's very important, because here in Texas, when they passed a law that said, look, if you don't pass certain, qualifications that we're going to have for a women's health clinic, like we'll be able to get gurneys through the halls in case something happens, we're going to have inspections to make sure that things are clean. They say, oh, you're just trying to shut down our right to choose. And so what we have here is legalized murder with immunity, because it's political.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Texas law was about Kermit Gosnell. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the judge, said, oh, no, Gosnell's just a rogue practitioner. He's not. He's not. And, if you want to be a serial killer, become an abortionist. It's the biggest hands-off. It's the biggest access to women. It's the biggest access to people that you can kill. It's, Kermit Gosnell is not alone. The regulations don't seem to make any difference, especially in places where there's no political will enforce those regulations. I mean, the abortion industry is a classic example of how more regulation doesn't mean more safety. In fact, it means less safety.
If you were concerned about women's health, you would want to have inspections. You would want to have halls that were wide enough that you could run a gurney through there to get somebody out in case there was an emergency. And if they had inspections of Kermit Gosnell, they would have seen the cats casually roaming the clinic. Yes. And when they pointed that out to him during the FBI raid, he said, hey, you know, they kill a lot of mice. That's supposed to be a recommendation for having cats roam the halls. Thank you so much. We're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, Phelan McAleer. The book, again, you can find at Gosnell, that's two L's, gosnellbook.com. Very important. It's sold out at Amazon, so go there to get it and make sure that you work with them on getting that film out.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only, we'll also include free chocolates. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates, starting at $19.99. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay down.
Everybody. Anthony Cumia in for Infowars.com. Always a pleasure. Saw Alex Jones on Joe Rogan's show. He did Joe Rogan's show the other day or yesterday. It was great. They were talking about all kinds of stuff. Everything from what's happening with Trump, politics, aliens. They just go talk about aliens, and they were talking about globalization, New World Order, and then contrails and 9/11 and stuff. Just really cool if you ever get a chance to see that. It's really good. I like it. And we got to start by talking about what happened at Berkeley. Oh, Berkeley. That place has just been a wart on this country for decades. In the 60s, Berkeley was all about the, free love and but free speech. At least they were for that years ago. But I guess conservatives and the old construction workers and stuff would call them troublemakers and hippies and things like that. And they'd protest the Vietnam War and things as such back then. But last night, Milo Yiannopoulos, that guy's name is just tearing everybody's news feed up. Milo was supposed to give a speech there, do an appearance kind of a thing. He's a gay, conservative, funny guy. That's all there is to it. He's not Hitler. He's not a Nazi. He's just this funny little guy that goes around and talks about the left and how ridiculous they are. And he adds some humor to it. And the fact that he's gay kind of makes it funny. It's a kind of an odd thing to have this little pixie guy running around mouthing off about the left. So he was scheduled to speak at Berkeley, and the students at Berkeley and that friggin' anti-fascist movement, whatever they are, decided that anybody that wanted to see Milo, if you wanted to hear what he had to say, anyone that wanted to see him and hear what he had to say, they knew better than you. They don't want you to hear it and then decide if the guy's an idiot or he's funny, if he's serious about what he's saying, or if it's kind of parody or sarcasm or something like that. They decided you don't get to make that choice. We are going to make it for you by rioting, which in turn canceled the speech, the event. And they do this. Now, this is classic. They do this under the flag of we hate fascism. It's and I try not to use the word literally. I try not to use the word literally because it's just used too much. It's used in all the wrong spots. We all know this. But I will use it right now. What they are doing is literally fascism. It's the definition of fascist. What they're doing, they're using violence and intimidation to prevent people from hearing opposing viewpoints. That's it doesn't get clearer than that. And they're you know, saying F fascism and F the fascists, and as they're literally beating people, again, I'll use literally because they weren't just yelling in someone's face. They weren't even just throwing a few things, literally beating people in the streets. Again, a fine definition of an example of fascism. Now, I guess they didn't. What their side is. Yeah, that's a great quote. Winston Churchill. Did he say it? There's no record of him ever saying this. Well, you know what? I don't care if he said it or not. The fascists of the future will be the anti-fascists. Now, I don't know who said that. It sounds very Orwellian. But, you know, I'll give it to the fat man, old Winnie Churchill. I'll give him the credit for it. What do I know? What do I care? It's a great quote. I guess now Milo was going to appear and do what he usually does. He can't stand feminism, Black Lives Matter, you know, all these leftist organizations that are way over the top and extreme on the left. He gets up there, calls them out, debates people. He's great at debating people. And they decided they didn't want him to even be able to speak. Now, this is something that's happening. they say, we aren't interfering with his freedom of speech, which is hilarious right there. They're interfering with his freedom of speech. We're not interfering with anyone's freedom of speech. This is what they say. Because it's hate speech. Because it's hate speech, so we're preventing that. They have no logic behind anything they do when they gather for these demonstrations and whatnot. They get together, and the media, again, just isn't understanding how much we despise them, how they've been exposed for the entire campaign and now post-election, how the media just continues. They didn't even see what happened and went, wow, guys, we best pull the old reins back on this lying to the people so blatantly. So they are continuing doing that and calling these riots protests. This is a protest. These are protesters. They're activists. They're everything but thug rioters, which is what they are. They are thugs and they are rioting. When you destroy property and burn down buildings and property, you beat people for their opposing viewpoints. Yeah, that's rioting. And they just don't, they're never able to differentiate between rioting and protesting. It's always, and I love how they do it all. The news guy will get out there and go, what started as a peaceful protest? Like, people don't just show up throwing things. You don't get out of your car when you show up and go, you just start lobbing Molotov cocktails out. It takes a little bit to work up from the peaceful protest to an all-out riot, which is what this was. And the techniques and tactics they're using is pure fascism and horrendously, horrifically, if I may use the same word in one word, horrificnessly, detrimental to the freedom of speech. These people, there were people that wanted to see Milo speak. And Milo had every right to get up in front of those people that wanted to hear them and speak. He gave a few statements after this saying that they're petrified. The left is petrified that people, that Milo and people like him, will get up, speak about things in a humorous manner. That, I mean, there's a girl with a Make America Great Again hat on talking to a news man about what's going on. And she just gets sprayed in the face with mace. This is freedom of speech. And that's not Milo. Who's, you know, maybe they have some weird twisted logic that they shouldn't let him speak. That's a person who wanted to speak to the press to get her side out to the public that was shut down by a fascist right there. It's the biggest hypocrisy you'll ever see is the left lying about how they appreciate our freedoms and wish them to continue. The First Amendment, you know, they try their best with the Second Amendment. Thank God for organizations like the National Rifle Association and plenty of other local organizations that that keep and protect our right to bear arms. But the First Amendment is completely under attack. You would think the media, being part of the First Amendment protection, would actually want it protected, yet they're in bed with the fascists that are trying to shut it down. What can be done about this? That's the question, isn't it? I like Donald Trump's approach so far. He didn't get too involved in this one just yet, but he did talk about perhaps pulling federal funding from Berkeley and liberal fascist colleges that are similar to that. Any solutions to it? I'm not really sure. I have a few ideas. We'll hit on a few of those when we return in a couple of minutes. But yeah, Trump threatens Berkeley as protest target far-right firebrand. Far-right firebrand. They can't just leave it as Milo. It's got to be something. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stick around. Infowars.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only, we'll also include free chocolates. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates, starting at $19.99. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
Is it getting, ladies and gentlemen, better? Get 25% off on Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter Systems and Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filters at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, we worked a deal out with leading manufacturer to give you 25% off on both the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System and the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, I use both of these systems in my home and to keep my family safe and healthy. That's right. The Alexa Pure Filtration System removes up to 99.9999. That's just about 100% of bacteria, disinfectants, contaminants, and hormones. You don't want those things floating around. The Alexa Pure Breeze eliminates up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants like dust, mold. Mold is a killer. Allergens, flu viruses, and more with its patented technology. These are two of the best systems out there, and we're giving them to you for the absolute lowest price. Visit InfoWarsStore.com. Do it right now and save 25% off on both the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System and the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. We are back. Anthony Cumia in for InfoWars.com. We were talking about the rioting. Let's be real. Protests. Stop it. Would you stop with protests already? I have not seen a protest in years. I got to be honest with you. I have not seen an actual protest in years. They're riots. They're riots. And then they'd say, oh, maybe the woman's thing was a pro. That wasn't. That was just a giant coffee clutch. It's a giant little meeting that the girls had. quite offensive. Apparently, the rioters at UC Berkeley are now attacking students. Possible college Republicans trying to leave the area with weapons. They're attacking them with weapons. They showed up. How this is even possible, I don't know. They showed up with sticks, like big wooden poles and metal poles. And then there were flags on them like, well, this is just a flag. No, this has been a tactic the communists used to use this all the time. The big red flag, and you beat people with it. And, oh, we're just showing up at the peaceful protest with some flags. It's a weapon. So they're dressed in black. They're masking their faces because they want to be protected when they commit crimes. And they're carrying weapons. Big sticks, poles, mace, bricks. And they're hurting people and destroying property. Where were the police? I heard another shocking thing I heard this morning on the news. No arrests were made. No arrests. There it is. Survive the peaceful protest. No arrests were made. I don't get that. You saw damage being done. People were being assaulted in the streets. Property set on fire and destroyed. And no arrests. Can someone help me out there? Why that is? What are we going to do? What do we do to stop this? I love Donald Trump's idea of pulling funding. I think 50% or so, maybe a little less, of UC Berkeley's funding comes from federal funding. And why the hell would the American people want to pay to subsidize this garbage? You want to go to school? You want to learn something? You come out and use your skills to better yourself and perhaps this country. That's great. And I believe that's what the college system is supposed to be for. Not this. Dragging barricades, beating people, destroying property because you don't like someone else's ideas. That's what it's all about. What is that, a Starbucks? How ironic, isn't it? Look at the Starbucks. They destroyed a Starbucks. The CEO of which said just a couple of days ago he wants 10,000 refugees to staff his stores. So they don't even know what they're busting up. They They don't know who their allies are, who the enemy is, why they're doing this. They're children. These are big versions of children. They don't have any common sense. They don't know what they're doing. And if left to their own devices long enough, stuff's going to set on fire. Just like kids. That's what they do. Stick something in the socket. Before you know it, your house is burning. And you got a problem on your hands. We'll be right back with more InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my word.
We're back. Great. Of course, social media just jumps at a chance to jump at the chance to show how smart they are and what they know and how much research they've done on a topic before commenting on it. Yeah, I know. Hollywood, why would Hollywood stay out of a good political brawl, right? Right, people? Because that's what we need every time something sparks up like Berkeley did last night. We need the likes of, again, Sarah Silverman to chime in with her knowledge. Here's her tweet from last night. Wake up and join the resistance. Once the military is with us, fascists get overthrown. Mad King and his handlers go bye-bye. Is she advocating the overthrow of the government? A military coup d'etat to get Donald Trump out of office? Is that what this moron is saying? I think so. I think so. But you know why she gets away with it? Because she's a leftist political comic thing that, again, has the convenience of context. She could always just turn around and go, hey, I'm just a stupid girl. What do I know? I'm a comic. If anyone else ever wrote that, could you imagine Hillary got elected or during the Obama administration, somebody would have written that the resistance, once the military gets involved, like, could you imagine the backlash? But it's just Sarah being Sarah. First of all, I would love to see, man, I don't think they understand what a true military coup looks like. Could you imagine the likes of Sarah Silverman and the Hollywood elite that we saw recently at the SAG Awards sipping their champagne and patting each other on the back? Yeah, Judd Apatow and all them. Could you imagine them being caught in the middle of some type of armed conflict? Could you imagine? They wouldn't know what to do with themselves. Survival of the fittest? Oh, my God. They would be dead in the streets. They'd probably just off themselves right away for fear of having to deal with the horrors, the atrocities that would be an American military coup. So, you know, ask for it all you want. She must have seen it in a movie once. I bet she saw it in a movie and thought, boy, this would be great if it happened here. Wouldn't it? No, it wouldn't, dummy. And Judd Apatow. Of course, we got Judd Apatow. He's another one of these far lefty dummies. And I guess Judd thought perhaps the internet forgets things. I think Judd thought you could erase stuff from the internet and from social media, because his tweet, right above a picture of the rioting that was going on, was, this is just the beginning about the Berkeley riots. When will all the fools who are still supporting Trump realize what is at stake? There it is. There's his tweet right there. And oops, then he deleted it because, of course, people started tweeting him back saying, hey, moron, people are being beaten in the streets. Property is being destroyed. It's total anarchy going on there based on nothing more than someone's ideology. And then filmmaker Lexi Alexander. She writes, punch Nazis. She likes that. Riot when your college invites a Nazi. And in case of doubt, study history. So I guess that, you know, we'll teach them that that's okay. And then she also said, hate speech is not free speech. It's called incitement. It's a crime. This is what they do. This is how they justify rioting and assaulting people with different ideas that want to speak their ideology. That's how they get away with it. It's hate speech. First of all, who's judging that it's hateful speech? Which, by the way, is completely protected under the First Amendment. What you would dub as hate speech. Was anybody going up there and telling people to assault other people? Was Milo going to get up there and tell people, incite a riot? Again, they've reversed the entire thing, much like the earlier quote, which I attributed to Fat Man Winnie Churchill. And then people get on me saying it wasn't Churchill. I don't care. But the fascists will be called they will call themselves the anti-fascists. And that's exactly what they're doing. Because when you get people saying hate speech isn't protected speech. That's completely dangerous and completely wrong. That's the type of speech that needs protection. And who's judging? Is Lexi or Judd or Sarah, are they judging what is hate speech? It's such a vague thing. It's so subjective what people are hearing and what they're offended by and what they deem insightful. And it's, they are not the ones that decide this. A mob armed with poles and wooden planks and mace and rocks, they don't get to decide what speech is protected or not, but they'll justify it, and not only behind closed doors, proudly on social media, they'll post how they're fighting for something. Fighting for free speech? No, can't be that. They're saying they're fighting against fascism, but we've already determined they are more fascist than any fascist I've ever seen in real life. So they justify it in this way and have a complete lack of understanding as to what free speech is. It's protected. Even what you would call hate speech is protected. I find what a lot of lefties say extremely offensive. To me, I see it sometimes as treasonous, which is a crime. Now, I can't determine, I'm in no position to determine through just speech what is treasonous or not. I would assume if you're handing military secrets over to an enemy, that's treason. But talking about things, even dumb Sarah Silverman mentioning, yeah, once the military gets involved, all that, people say, well, it's treason, arrest her. It's not treason. Let's be real here. It's idiotic. She's a moron. But like anyone else in this country, she does have the privilege of living in a country that has a right to free speech. So when Sarah Silverman says that once the military gets involved, fascists get overthrown, Mad King and his handlers go bye-bye. You know, she's in no position of power to incite or get together an army to overthrow the government. It's a dumb statement. It's moronic. It's, again, juvenile. But she's got the right to say it. Now, we could look at it and say, that's treason. It's a crime. That's hate speech. Very hateful. She's inciting for people to be killed. That's a crime. No, it's not. Just like Milo getting up at UC Berkeley and speaking to people that want to see him isn't a crime. It isn't hate speech. It is absolutely 100% protected speech under the First Amendment that these dopes don't understand, and they want it stopped. They don't want you to have freedom of speech. This is pushing towards a 2020 re-election of Donald Trump. We laugh about it now because who knows what's going to happen in 4 years. But I tell you me, they continue on this road where these leftist fascists are trying to remove our rights by violence. The media is covering it so sideways that they're actually giving them credit. You watch MSNBC, you'd think those rioters were heroes. They called Milo a firebrand and a flamethrower because of his insightful speech. There's no proof of that at all. I mean, a firebrand. He's a far-right firebrand. Alt-right guy, it's so ridiculous. And regardless, he's still protected under that First Amendment. And a good friend of mine who is on my network also on Compound Media, Gavin McInnes. I just saw him walk in the studio. He's going to be speaking tonight at NYU. And I'm wondering how that's going to go. They do not want people giving alternative opinions to theirs. That's what it's all about. They are so afraid that people are going to say, wow, yeah, that kind of makes sense. There he is. Now, NYU, kind of liberal over there, right? I'm really curious to see how this goes. But, you know, if something, God forbid, does happen, I'm sure the press will handle it with all the accuracy, and the celebrities will come out and support the people that were trying to get their message across, not the people that are swinging sticks and poles and hitting young ladies. Did you see that other girl get beaten over the head? Do we got that clip? Do we have that clip? There's a young blonde woman, and they're taunting her. Just hundreds of these clad in black black masks holding weapons, and they just start hitting people that are voicing an opposite or alternative opinion from theirs. Look at this. Look at this girl. She's maced in the face. She got hit. They're hitting them. Oh, they're just carrying flags. That girl, that blonde girl, I saw this clip right before that happened. She's addressing the crowd. They're yelling at each other back and forth. Someone takes a piece of wood and smashes her over the head with it. Then another guy runs up and sprays her in the face with mace. Whoa. Look, she's got all that red mace in her eyes. That's the progressive, inclusive, tolerant, liberal left. And don't even give me the a few bad apples horse crap. That ain't washing anymore. This is sanctioned by the college. The students are all accepted. They loved it. Even the ones not doing the beatings loved watching it. Young girl doing nothing. There. She got hit. She comes back, and now someone walks right up to her and just sprays mace right in her face. And not one arrest? Where were the police? They're able to toss these barricades aside and get involved with people that were on the other side of it to physically abuse them. Why weren't the police all along that barricade, keeping them in one place where they should have been? I'll tell you why. Because it's Berkeley, a liberal sewer. A liberal sewer that is Berkeley. You look at the whole surrounding area, the Bay Area, that whole, the mayor applauding this resistance. This is a resistance. It's rioting, assaulting, and depriving people of their constitutional rights. Good job. Good job. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're showing people what a fascist is first, and then they'll try to stop that. But remember that stuff we were doing? Remember that? That's fascism. Now that you know what it looks like, 100%, now we're going to go in and stop it, wherever it's happening, by the way, because I don't see any fascism happening except for the people fighting fascism. I honestly think when Trump got elected, they expected things to be a lot worse, or they expected Hillary to get elected and thought that the right was going to come out in force like the left did, and they would have a battle on their hands. They'd be like, yes, these are the instigators. The right wing, alt-right, they're rioting because Hillary was elected. So let's go out and fight them. When that didn't happen, they were all pumped up for a fight, and there's no one to fight. We got a bunch of people that voted in Donald Trump that are clearly happy with the way he's running his presidency up to this point a couple weeks later. But no one's in the streets. No one's hassling the left. Oh, sorry, we inconvenienced some immigrants on the day an executive order about immigration was in place because some people were in the air as it happened. So, of course, they had to occupy a bunch of airports for that. But I think they wanted to swing sticks, throw bricks, and spray mace in the face of alt-right people that were just busting up places and rioting and hurting people. And when no one was there, they're like, what do? Well, we got to hit someone. Well, we got to deprive someone of their First Amendment right. How about this little gay guy? How about the little gay man with the blonde hair that wants to get up and make fun of feminists and Black Lives Matter in a public forum, completely allowed by the college and the law? No, you don't want that? All right, just start hitting people and spraying girls in the face with mace and then telling people you're fighting fascism. Can you believe this is happening? We need more control in these situations. We can't have these guys with the black outfits and the friggin' masks and the weapons beating people without the police there to protect them. I don't give a crap what the mayor thinks or that useless governor of California, Jerry Brown, that ex-dirtbag hippie Jerry Brown, what he thinks. The law has to be brought in to protect people. And that's how it's done. Not sitting back writing tweets, giving these guys props for beating people up and macing young women. It's astounding that more people aren't upset about this. And I'm not seeing it on mainstream media. Of course. Of course you're not. Because perish the thought, they present the left in a bad light and present them for being the anarchists and fascists that they're being out there on college campuses. Man, pull that federal funding, Trump. Pull that federal funding. Watch him come crawling back. Be right back. Infowars.com.
What if Extendabite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendabite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendabite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendabite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendabite today. Extendabite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
The Making of the President, book by Roger Stone, now available at 20% off. Introductory pricing on InfoWarsStore.com. Roger Stone's new book, The Making of the President, is now officially available for an exclusive 20% off introductory special at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the first book to go behind the scenes and give you the inside story of Donald Trump's 2016 campaign that has never been published anywhere else before. The Making of the President details the accounts of Roger Stone and many other Trump insiders who have been longtime friends and advisors to Donald Trump since the 80s. This is a must-read for any Trump-supporting patriot. Help support InfoWars and Roger Stone and get a truly great book for 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. How we doing, everybody? Back, Anthony Cumia in on InfoWars.com. Finishing up here, I want to get into, speaking of course, Donald Trump. No matter what he does, it's the worst, most terrible, awful thing that's ever happened, according to mainstream media and the left. Doesn't matter what this guy does. He could literally just, cured cancer. They'd be like, oh, well, what about the other diseases? It's that ridiculous. He took a call from the Prime Minister of Australia. And I guess the call, it was after he took a call with a bunch of other world leaders. I guess that was his morning. Take call with world leaders. And then Australia's on the list. So he gets on a phone call with them, and the Australian guy is like, "Hey, Donald, remember that deal that Obama said you'd take some of the refugees?" And he's just like, "Yeah, that ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen." "Ah, but Obama said." "Yeah, I'm president now. Trump president now." That's what he said. And people are making a big thing of it. Here's what I don't get. You ever watch The Road Warrior? That's a giant place. They have a few cities on the outskirts, like on the beach. Why wouldn't you? It's beautiful. And don't get me wrong, I love Australia. I love Australians. They're wonderful people. But there's a whole middle of that that just looks like The Road Warrior. The whole middle of that big island down there is just Lord of the Wasteland, humongous. Now, you want to drop a few refugees in there if they could make do? Why not? Why the hell did Obama say we were going to take a few thousand of the refugees that somehow ended up in Australia? And then Obama said, yeah. First of all, they're huge, like I said. Secondly, they got plenty of room. Thirdly, you never even got to see them. Just put them out there. Just put them out in the outback, whatever you call that big, big center part of Australia that just seems to be mountains and old cars driving around looking for gasoline. I don't know. So Donald Trump told him no. And people made a big fuss of it, like, look, he screwed up some international relations again. Screwed up. Are we so used to a president that was castrated, a gelding, a eunuch president that wouldn't assert himself as the leader of one of the greatest nations, the greatest nation on the planet, to bow down before everybody? No, it was refreshing to see our president say, yeah, that was the last guy. Go screw. We're not doing it. I want to thank everybody, Alex Jones, of course, for letting me host. Anthony Cumia, CompoundMedia.com, here on InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.